rest of them what they got to have. I may actually agree that it ought to be done when I hear he's right. But I think he ought to tell them that this is the way it ought to be done, because if they don't, I think that we're going to square off for the rest of 3 years. And just tell him if he wants to walk out on the fight, I'm willing for him to do that. I don't think he's going to run the country if he walks out. If he just resigned, I would be pleased. I don't think he's going to destroy us if Mac Bundy leaves. I've been there 35 years and I've seen them come and go. I know Andrew Mellon, he left one time when Patman got after him and it didn't wreck the country. And I don't think Martin's going to wreck it. If he wants to, I'd be happy. But
I don't buy that either.
But I do think that they ought to try to shove this offer on me just before Christmas when I'm sick. And for him, come on down, though. We'll do it, but he better let Mr. Hayes and his Chicago man know that they better get their briefcases and get ready to be away from home for a while to explain their how this thing really operates to the American people. And I think we're going to have a study on compensating balances. And I think we're going to have a study on ownership. Don't you let Chase National get away with all this goddamn diner club stuff they're buying up. Let's just keep them in the banking business, period, and be damn sure that we watch what they're doing in the banking business. I just, I think these damn banks too powerful, and I own two of them, Henry.
Well, they're powerful, there's no question about it.
Well, I know it, but we oughtn't to be letting them spread all over the damn lot. I don't give a damn what the control of the currency says. And I think it ought to be a violation of law for a goddamn bank, investment outfit, to have any interest in the company. I think they just come out here, and before they make you a loan, they make you give them some of the stock. I think that's outrageous. And this compensating balance is the most dishonest, usurious thing I ever heard of. And I just think we're going to have somebody that's got enough guts and courage to look at these things. And I don't think Patman's wrong on these expenses, the Federal Reserves, these Marble Tower boys. I've got a little bank over here that I know that we pay them, we haven't got 15,000 stock, but they come in here in their session, they don't do one goddamn thing for you except bleed you a little bit and say, well, we would lend you some money sometime. Carter Glass was never the wisest, ablest, most public-spirited, pro bono publico man that I knew. I used to watch him in the Senate. And I don't agree that the Federal Reserve is the greatest institution that's ever man ever produced.
Well,
and I think we've got...
Either. I was on the Commission on Money and Credit, and there was simply that chapter in that book is very skeptical about all this. That was,
Well, just tell Bill that you had to hear these things discussed a little bit this morning, and you just hope that the two of us can talk about it, and you just believe that if this thing is as sure as he thinks it is, not only you, but the President himself might go along with it if these figures come up. But that it oughtn't to be done this way, that we had a clear understanding of the cabinet room, we'd meet and talk about what housing did, and get your latest housing figures. They're not very encouraging.
They're not good.
Huh?
They're not good.
Of course they're not. They're good from our standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I say.
We'll talk about the defense, then try to set it up for Monday.
All right.
And tell him he better talk to Hayes in Chicago, though, pretty quick.
Well,
and then,
they can't move until the Federal Reserve Board itself.
Yeah, but he better explain to them what he's going to do. Then Henry, you all got to think of around the clock, too, before you get sick, as to where we can get a real articulate, able, tough guy that can take this Federal Reserve place.
Yeah, Gordon and I have been talking about it. I think we've got the only two people he comes up with are the one's the head of a business school out of the University of Pittsburgh, Lee Bach. And the other one is an academic fellow too, and I've got him thinking, and I've got Demi thinking, and we'll come up with somebody.
Do it. Okay.
All right.